Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Earlier this week, firefighters were once again dispatched to Rockford Park in House Springs for a water rescue. 33-year-old Guadalupe Lopez of Madison, Illinois, was pulled from the water and pronounced dead at 4:25 p.m. Rockford Park was formerly known as Rockford Beach, and it is along a stretch of the Big River, which has already seen 8 water rescues this year alone. Joining us right now is the chief of the High Ridge Fire Protection District, John Barton. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Why is this stretch of the Big River so dangerous and deadly?
This particular area, the Big River, is notorious for extremely strong currents that are really a little misleading. The currents are under what looks like a calmer surface of the water in some areas, and so a lot of people seem to underestimate the strength of the river when they get in, when they get in to go swimming.
Chief, I know that it still is popular. People are still going, but the name was changed to dissuade people from thinking it's safe. Have those efforts worked? Can you describe what it looks like and how many people end up going there on a daily basis?
Yeah, the park stays fairly busy throughout the week. The weekends are still a little bit problematic for us. Thankfully, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department has extra officers stationed down there on weekends to help manage the crowd size, because we've seen that without that presence, the crowds swell to a size where we have difficulty even getting equipment into the park.
Yeah, how does that hamper efforts when you have to do a water rescue and you can't even get your equipment in?
It makes it extremely difficult in a time-sensitive situation. Obviously, every second counts, and so we don't have the ability to go look for every individual that's parked in a spot that they shouldn't be. So what we end up doing is having to carry our boats from another location down to the boat ramp to deploy them. So it significantly lengthens the amount of time it takes us just to get in the water and begin our search.
I wonder what happens from here. I mean, would you be in favor of a forever swimming ban at the park, or a ban for at least the rest of the summer, just to get things under control?
You know, I'm not sure what happens from here. Ultimately, what happens with the park, and if there's any bans that are implemented, those would obviously have to be done through the Parks Department and the County Council. As the fire district that responds to emergencies, really all we can do is try to get the word out about the dangers and educate people before they get there. And then, you know, obviously we try to have the best trained and best equipped people ready to respond when there is an emergency. But we do try to take every opportunity we can to get the word out that getting into the river for swimming at Rockford Park is extremely dangerous, and people are putting their own lives on the line and also the lives of first responders that have to go into that dangerous scenario and try to, you know, try to retrieve a victim, or unfortunately in this case, retrieve a body for a family.
I know we've been told there is signage. Is there enough signage? Is it clear enough and people are just ignoring it?
There's definitely signage at the park that warns of drowning hazards. I believe the Parks Department is reevaluating the quantity and the type of signage right now. As we would do with any emergency, we look for ways after the fact to prevent the next occurrence. But I can tell you for sure that there are some of the members, or some of the people that get into trouble in the river, are just completely disregarding the signage. Earlier this year, we had a young girl that got trapped in the current up and was up against a rock wall holding on that we had to go rescue. And after everybody was safely on shore, I was speaking with the mother and pointed out that there was a sign that was that mentioned a drowning hazard. And she acknowledged that somebody pointed that out to her before their family got in the water. So although there's definitely some things that we try to do and that the county tries to do to make the situation better, to remove this hazard, so to speak, there's also a level of personal accountability, and people need to understand that those signs are not arbitrarily put there. Those signs were put there because many people over the years have lost their lives making a mistake of getting into the current.
I'm looking at a satellite photo from Apple Maps right now, and you can see the current from the satellite photo. You can see how strong it is, and the narrow road getting in and out, as you just described, making things difficult to conduct rescues. Chief John Barton of the High Ridge Fire Protection District, thank you very much for discussing Rockford Park with us.
Thank you for helping us get the word out about the dangers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.